Hello and good morrow. Once in a great while, on the dark side of the moon, there assembles a small group of minds from throughout the lands. This tribe is beckoned by the elder, Mr. Ron Amethan Jones, aka Mr. Free Bird. He calls forth his people to discuss various topics about many things. These minds come together to form not a round table, but the malarkey that is the Ron Table. The Ron Table.
Welcome to this episode of the Ron Table. We actually have a Ron Table this week instead of a Ron Triangle, which we've had for the past few months. All right, and this week, or this month, we are joined by a high school friend who we haven't seen in about, 30 years or so, right? So we're joined this week by our friend Kara Walker.
Hi.
Ooh, we used to call in high school Coochie.
Just you.
I don't even remember how that name came about.
I don't either.
Yeah. Oh, it's glad to have your coach online.
That's not something you want to hear your dad say.
Well, you started it.
And thanks for coming. That's the episode. Bye-bye.
You see what you walked into?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. I think I just had a medical emergency of some sort. Oh, man. So, yeah, Kara, it's been a minute. We finally got back in contact with each other, been talking to each other online, social media. That's about the only thing it seems to be good for, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, tell us about you and what's going on in your life.
Oh, wow. That put me on the spot.
or whatever you want to share.
The biggest thing right now, I guess, that's going on is I'm making a big move to Texas. I'm leaving. I work at the post office. I am leaving the Clarkston post office.
Are you moving permanent? I'm sorry to butt in. You're moving permanently?
Cool. Yeah.
Permanent?
Huh? Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm just transferring to another office.
Oh, okay.
Down in Texas, yep. And I'm moving down there because, the man of my dreams is down there. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, and I leave in a couple weeks. We had a nice big going away party. My friends, my postal family threw me a nice big party last night. So I'm a little on the rough side this morning.
trying to recover. Yeah.
You're trying to recover.
Less than first class postage right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, show your new tattoo. I mean, everybody can see your video, but.
Right.
Oh, nice. Postal stamp.
Yeah, it's like the cancellation, and it's got, Clarkston, Michigan on there, 48348. So.
That's nice. Pretty cool.
Yeah, me and my two postal besties went out and got tattoos one day, and I'm just going to say it right now. I didn't want anybody to know, but I was the biggest baby. I have tattoos all over me. And this time around, I was the biggest baby. I almost broke my one friend's hand because I was holding on so tight.
Other
friend was sitting there giving me a scalp massage, trying to, distract me from what was going on. And I 30 minutes. That took like 30 minutes.
I was going to say, how long did it take?
Biggest baby ever. So
I got one took 6 hours. I got one took 6 hours to do.
Yeah, I had one on my back. They had two sessions.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Just the spot that it's at? That's kind of tender, like on your arm, like your forearm
Every spot on your arm or on your body is tender.
Some people got them on top of their head.
Yeah.
And there ain't
I don't know how they do that.
That's just skin on top of bone.
Or your face. I don't know how you do that with your face. Yeah.
That's why I just draw. I just use
your knuckles, too. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's about it. It's just a big move coming up. That's what I'm focused on right now. So,
is your family sad?
Of course they're sad.
Yeah.
I've been living with my parents for the last 6 months and I feel like I'm young again because I'm sleeping in a twin bed. And when you're 47 years old, almost 48, and you're rolling out of a twin bed, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
I got it. So, it's not ideal.
You got any brothers or sisters down there?
I have some high school friends down there, some military friends down there, and you know, my boyfriend, who I've known for 28 years. This isn't just somebody I met randomly on social media and decided one day, hey, I'm gonna move to Texas.
Yeah.
You know, so no, we've known each other for, I was just telling Jen before we got on here that known him for 28 years. We met in the military while we were in our A school for the Navy, and he ended up getting orders to go to a ship. So I was getting ready to go to my second school for the Navy to fix submarine periscopes. And he went to a ship, not realizing later on I was going to get orders to go to the very same ship. But by that time I was already dating somebody else, and he, so was he. And so we just kind of kept passing each other by. And, you know, fast forward, you know, 28 years, we've come full circle, and now we're back together, and he's a good guy.
Nice.
Really good guy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was meant for you guys to stay together, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm thinking so. Yeah. I'm thinking we were meant to be together. So,
yeah.
It's a good story. I love it. I love our story.
That's fun. There's a lot of craziness, too. Ronnie, his next wedding, well, next year, his wedding anniversary will be 50 years. Him and Spindy will be together 50 years next year.
That's nice. Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Josh and I have been together 30 years this year, which is crazy. I mean,
wow.
I know. That is... Yeah. What is even happening? Jeff Jones and I have been together for 44. It's gonna be 45 this year.
Yeah.
And Jeff's youngest boy, he's gonna start driving. He's 16, 15, I mean.
Yeah.
He's already getting his driver's license already. It makes me feel old.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Crazy. I know. It's crazy. And you have two kids?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And how old are they?
My son's almost 23 and my daughter's almost 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Madeline's what, 27?
Yeah, she'll be 27 this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Kids moving with you?
No. God, no. No.
They're living.
I'm done with that. Life. They can raise themselves now. They're good.
I know. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Wait, you guys buying a house or just renting?
Down in Texas?
Yeah.
No, he already has a house down there.
He does.
Right, okay. In with him. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, super good times.
Yeah, it's the next adventure in my life.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Is it going to be hot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a dry heat, whatever that means. It's a dry heat. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Heat's heat. You're
right?
You're sweating no matter what.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a big change from Michigan. Up here, you deserve a break, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
This weather here is no good.
I'd rather be hot than cold.
Yeah.
I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be cold anyway. I hate the snow. I really do. I'm not a fan. 0 out of 10, would not recommend.
Yeah. I think the worst part, too, is like, even now living in the South, everyone's like, what was the worst part? I think it would be awesome to live in the snow. I'm like, yeah, till you go outside and it's like negative 10 and your freaking eyeballs, you can't even blink because it hurts.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You know?
Oh, your nose run, you got icicles fun.
Yeah. You know, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right, awesome. Well, we're super excited that you're here. Super excited to see you. And now Jeff Jones is going to give us the month of April information.
That's right, Jen. Most of us look forward to the month of April as spring returns with warm temperatures, blooming flowers, and many outdoor festivals. Now, there's a lot of celebrations in April, starting off with April Fool's Day. Did you ever wonder how April Fool's Day got its name, Dad? Do you remember from last year?
Why don't you reiterate us, whatever it is. Tell us again what it is.
How about remind us?
Well, it's speculated that the custom of April Fools began in France during the 16th century after the new year. Remember the new calendar? When they had added months to it.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
April 1st, originally, before they updated the calendar with January, February, moved March. April was the first day of the new year. So after they introduced the new calendar with more months on it, if you were still celebrating April 1st as the new year, you were a fool. That's where it got its name, April Fools.
Yeah.
So it ain't got nothing to do with practical jokes.
Well, they would do practical jokes and pranks and I imagine hurl old vegetables at people that still celebrated April 1st as the original New Year.
Throw stuff at people. That's not like something I'd do.
Many festivals, though, do occur in April. As in Washington, D.C., there's the beautiful Cherry Blossom Festival. New Orleans hosts its Jazz and Heritage Festival, and Atlanta celebrates its annual Dogwood Festival. St. Louis, thousands come out to participate in the annual Earth Day Festival. Make sure your calendars are marked for the 27th and the 28th. April has two birth flowers, the daisy and the sweet pea. Both considered for the month of April. Sweet pea signifies blissful pleasure, while daisies represent childhood innocence, loyalty, and purity.
All right.
The month celebrates the birth of Queen Elizabeth II.
Are we on like 85?
I think we're on like Queen Elizabeth 54, 56. I don't know. I'm just saying that. I have no idea.
There's only two. The first was the lady back in the day who reigned for 40 years. She was the son of, Henry Tudor. Is that his name? Yeah. The one that just died is the second.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, who knows?
The second one was born in April.
Yeah.
Along with Leonardo da Vinci, William Shakespeare, Thomas Jefferson. First shots of the American Revolution started April 19th, 1775. You remember where you were, Dad?
I think I was in third grade.
Oddly enough, though, the American Revolution War, the Civil War, Spanish War, World War II all started in April.
Oh, man.
Yep, spring.
It was a busy month for that.
Yeah, people get bored and just spend winter planning things and preparing. And then come spring, it's like, oh, let's get out of the house. Yep.
Time to fight.
April 15th, 1912, the Titanic, believed to be unsinkable, hit an iceberg and sunk 2 hours and 40 minutes later.
Dang.
Houston, we have a problem. April 11th, 1970, Apollo 13 launched from Cape Kennedy. 56 hours later, she suffered a catastrophic explosion that crippled the ship.
Terrible.
Fortunately, the astronauts were able to return unharmed. Mm. Huh.
Side note, we just watched Rocket Man over vacation.
The movie Rocket Man?
Yes, when he went up to space and he was supposed to sleep for like 8 months, but he woke up in like 10 hours later.
Who played that?
Harlan Williams.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, and he had a monkey that went with him.
Oh. Yep, Harlan Williams. He was Kenny in Half-Baked. Remember Half-Baked, the school teacher one that ended up going to jail?
You said Rocket Man. I thought you were talking about Elton John.
No.
Oh.
I was like, there's another movie of Elton John coming out?
No. Yeah, so that was a recent documentary. No, this is going back, which is funny because when we were looking up Rocket Man on vacation, we were trying to show them this movie, and then we watched it, and then they all shared that was time they cannot get back in their lives.
What? That is a good movie.
No, we were cracking up.
Oh, that's good stuff.
This was her face.
Really?
The whole time, yeah. They were not having it.
This is what we're doing with our night, huh?
Yeah, we were cracking up.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, it was really funny.
But that's pretty much what we have for the month of April. Jen, I'm going to toss it over to you to let us know what special days we have coming up.
Okay, awesome. So I used a different calendar this month to find some different dates because I wanted to spice it up. Some of them are not appropriate, but some of the appropriate ones are April 3rd, which would be passed by the time this comes out, but National Find a Rainbow Day. That's kind of random. Rainbow Day. Find one.
I guess you can't just get, you know how long that would take walking around? You can walk around all day and not see a rainbow. You can walk around for 2 weeks and not come across a rainbow.
Yeah, but you can make one.
Well, I was going to say it might be on a print.
Sprinkler.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, one time... No, and this happened like maybe once out of a lifetime, have a double rainbow. You ever see one of them?
Whoa.
Oh, that's crazy. I've seen one and that's it.
Oh, that's wow. I saw somebody posted a triple rainbow. I don't know if that was true or if they just were like in a hologram or like kaleidoscope or some shit. It was
hallucinating.
Hey, I don't know if this is true, but you know, a rainbow is in a full circle. And the only time you don't see it is because of the earth. You know, you can only see half the rainbow, but it's a complete circle.
Oh.
That is what they say.
I don't know. So really, there's never ever a pot of gold at the end because there's not an end?
No.
That's a lie. Speaking of a lie, April 4th, Tell a Lie Day. So There you go.
If you tell a lie on that day, you're just going to have to back it up, justify it the rest of your life.
No. Yeah, but if people tell lies all day, I mean, that whole month is for them.
Yeah.
No, and one day. They get one day.
That's it. Oh, okay. That's all you get. Yeah. And then if they're like, hey, why'd you lie to me? Say, look, it's one day. This was only one day. You do it every day.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Dad, you're going to like this day, National Unicorn Day on April 9th.
Oh. April 9th.
Yeah. Okay. April 14th, National Reach As High As You Can Day. Jeffy, you're already there, but it's a tough one for me because I'm only 5'1 and 3/4. So I got to reach as high.
Yeah, and I could reach higher than this.
Hey, who comes up with all these days? Like, you know, Bagel Day and Sweetest Day.
I mean,
who
comes up
with all that?
You can do what you want, right?
Yeah.
Easter.
Yeah. Too soon. All right, April 26th, Jeffy, Alien Day.
I feel like didn't we just have an alien? Oh, there was National. Those
It was like visit from an alien day or something.
No, it was
I heard this girl at work. She said there's aliens walking about among us, and they look like just like us, but they're aliens. But yeah. I think she was on some weed or something.
No, what the hell? Weed is not going to have that happen to you.
Yeah, but she was serious.
Maybe she's trying to tell you something. Maybe she's one.
I'm seriously saying they probably are walking around amongst
them. She came to me out of the booth. She said, are you an alien?
They're hybrids. They would be hybrids.
Okay. Yeah, they're high. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Dad, don't be new. Jeffy's into conspiracy theories. No. Don't be acting like that.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
Excuse me. Okay, I don't know how I feel about this one. I did find this one kind of funny. Oh, that's next month. But I'll still share it. It's May 3rd, National Lumpy Rug Day. What's a lumpy rug?
What's under there? Are they hiding?
I know.
Are you so just stupid. Making these up, or you make them up as you go along, or is this...
They're all true, Dad. It was like, hey, are people aliens? And then click on this calendar for stupid dates. I mean, it's right in the same genre. All right, Dad, I'm going to throw it over to you for celebrity birthdays.
All right, you got a minute?
Yeah.
I got a few.
How many do you have? I
don't know.
Can't put a number on it.
I don't know. I can't count that.
Ballpark it.
Don't be like 50.
I know.
Well, I don't want to tell you how many I got. It's a surprise you.
Quite the cliffhanger.
I'm gonna end this Zoom. If it's too long and everybody disappears, that was too many, Dad.
Well, I don't want to just put six on there. That's no good.
It's all right. Go on, Dad. We'll drag this out.
First one is Marvin Gaye. April 2nd. He was born in Washington, D.C.
What's he sound like?
let's see. Wayne Newton, remember him?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Was he in Vegas
like 40 years or something? Singing the same old songs.
I think Grams was a Wayniac.
A Wayniac? That's a thing?
That is a thing.
Oh, my.
We wouldn't seen Wayne Newton at Riverboat.
I was going to say, wasn't he on a boat that you saw him on?
Yeah. We used to go to a festival. I think it was called the Riverboat Fest in near Chesning, Mount Rose, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And you go there and it's just like a craft show throughout the day. But then at night, this big paddle boat comes down the river and you have no idea who's going to get off the paddle boat. It always starts out with like four or five local acts.
Okay.
Like dance troupes, things like that. Yeah. We've seen, I've seen Randy Travis, Wayne Newton, Oak Ridge Boys.
Never know who's gonna get off the boat.
Wayne Newton got off the boat. I thought Graham was gonna lose her wig. Yeah, there was a time
losing her wig. I knocked it off playing volleyball.
Knocked her wig off.
I spiked the ball on her and knocked her wig off. She just picked it up and dusted it off, put it back on.
I know. And in hindsight, that had to hurt so bad. There were so many bobby pins holding
those
things.
There's like 87 bobby pins holding that thing on. That.
That's too much. There was a time we went to Riverboat, though. I took Grams and Jinx, her sister, and they were walking around. I was walking around separately. And they were walking around and they seen this group of guys then going to like a one of these shops, or they thought was a shop. And they're like, oh, we'll go in there. They were looking for a bathroom. And they seen a group of guys going to a shop. So they followed them in there and they opened the door and then close it. And they're inside a hotel room. And it was all of the Oak Ridge boys in one hotel room with Grams and Jinx.
Oh, Grams, my God.
Yeah, she was ecstatic. She was ecstatic because we didn't even know that was who was on the boat. Not only were they not on the boat, they were in a hotel room with Grams and her sister. Hilarious.
Hey, she should have got a selfie with all the and they should have give her an autograph.
Got stuff autographed, and I want to say they did have a picture because I think Jinx had a disposable camera on her purse.
She would. Remember the one with the cube on it?
Yeah.
You gotta put the flash cube. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, her luck, she'd have a disposable camera and it wouldn't take her pictures.
Yeah. All
right, Wayne Newton, 4-3-42. And he was born in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh.
Alec Baldwin, 4-3-58, Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. Tony Orlando.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, Tony Orlando.
Tony Florida.
4-3-44, New York. He's born in New York. I thought he was like down south, like Mexican or something, don't he? He looked Mexican to me.
Cuban?
Cuban, yeah, something.
I think he may have been Cuban.
I know, I thought he said human.
Human? Was he human?
Human?
Probably alien. Hybrid. Hybrid.
Yeah, alien hybrid.
All right, Jackie Chan.
Nice.
4-7 or 4-2. 54. Hong Kong. He was born in Hong Kong. Hey, is Jet Li his brother, or is that just a farce?
That's a farce.
They're not even... Lee and Chang are not the same.
Chan.
The name Bruce Lee. Is that who you're thinking about? Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan.
She don't know.
Too much! Oh my God! I put a G at it.
Yeah.
Ooh, what'd you say?
Russell Crowe.
Oh, 4-7. I thought you
said Don Ho. Don Ho.
Okay. Go,
Russell
Dan.
Crowe. Russell 4-7-64.
Yeah.
He's born Wellington, New Zealand.
Oh.
He's a beautiful, I didn't know he was new. Beautiful mind.
Yeah. I mean, he ain't got an accent or nothing. He ain't got an accent. You know, I thought he was from here.
Well, he's got an accent.
Jerry Seinfeld.
He has an accent.
Yeah, I thought he was Australian.
Not when he's acting. If his
Jerry Seinfeld, 4-29. Hey, my birthday. 4-29-54, New York.
Oh, he's 2 years younger than you.
Yeah. He's
70. Are you 52?
Yeah, no.
72. No, I mean, your year.
Yeah,
was
he's born
52?
In 52.
Yeah. But you'll be 72 this year.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Remember he played Last of the Mohicans?
He retired from acting. He just retired from acting.
Oh,
he did?
Yeah.
He's a good one. He's a good one.
And he played in There Will Be Blood. No, he played that one too. No,
Gangs of New York. That's the best one.
That is Which a one? Good one. Gangs
oh,
of New
yeah,
York.
Oh, yeah, Gangs
yeah,
of New York.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Leonardo Last of the DiCaprio. Mohicans. Yeah. He played in that.
It's very choosy.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson. Yeah, he was the dad of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Daniel, did you say Daniel Day-Lewis is choosy of his roles?
Yeah, because he's method. Pretty
yeah,
method.
He said, I think the reason he had said he'd retired is because he had read over 2,000 scripts and didn't want to do any of them. So he just doesn't want to act anymore. He's done.
Oh, wow.
So there's no roles he feel that he can commit himself to that. Help do anything for him.
Yep.
I got Jessica Lange.
Oh. What murder did she write? Was that Jessica Lange?
No.
Oh.
Oh, who's that?
No. Wasn't Jessica Lange in that one movie? She played the one country guy's wife that he was not nice to her.
What the? You know how many country guys aren't nice to their wives?
Hang on. I'm trying to think. She was
people make a song
mom.
About that.
I know. What movie was it?
Tootsie.
Oh, she played in Tootsie?
Jessica Lange was in Tootsie.
Oh, and Dustin Hoffman.
I'm thinking, hang on.
I was thinking of Angela Lansbury.
Just when you were about to.
It was driving me nuts.
Totally different name.
Her character on the show Murder, She Wrote was Jessica Fletcher, though.
Oh, not yeah. That no, I was like, still that's not helping. Even close. Yeah.
Jessica Lange, Angela Lansbury.
Oh my gosh, she was in Big Fish. What a great movie. That was really good.
All right. We got Robert Downey Jr.
Nice.
What's that guy doing? Oh, okay, go ahead.
He played Sherlock Holmes. That was a pretty good one. I like that.
Iron Man.
And Iron Man. He played, what, yes. Four of them? Was it yeah. Four I episodes? Like 4465 New York.
Gotcha. We had a conversation over vacation. We were asking if you could meet actors and just have like dinner with them and hang out with them. Who would you hang out with? And he was on my list.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I'd say Matthew McConaughey.
That's what GW said, that he was on his list for sure. Yeah. We had a few others that were. I went down like the whole Danny McBride list. Like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Danny McBride.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, we had like a whole list of fun people. Go ahead, Dad. Sorry.
Right. Sorry. You got Rick Moranis, a little short guy in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He played that. 41853, Toronto, Canada.
Okay, he's Canadian. Who knew?
Eddie Murphy.
He doesn't count then.
361, New York.
Oh, he's raw.
Carmen Electra.
Oh.
4272, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio.
Oh, nobody likes Ohio. She doesn't count.
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Who cares?
41879. She's from Los Angeles. She's from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
How many of them is it? Like six of them?
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian. There's I don't know who else it is.
It's fine.
She's got a lot of sisters.
Yeah.
Betty Ford.
Oh, she has a clinic.
She does have a clinic. It's weird. When I hear Betty Ford, that's all I think of is the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yeah. She ain't got a high school. She's got a clinic named
yeah.
that.
Is that she a rehab?
A... Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a drinking facility.
Or okay.
To not drink.
Yeah. Like a detox?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's 4-2 of 18.
Oh.
19 and 18.
Whoa.
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
All right, last one. Julian Lennon.
Oh, nice. Oh. Son of John.
4863 in England. So he was born a year before the Beatles come over from England. They come over in 64. I remember that. When all the girls went crazy. All right, that's about all I have, if, in case you guys got some.
No, I mean, your celebrity birthday. What's your stats? Where were you when born?
Warren, Michigan, but I grew up in Tennessee.
Yeah.
We moved everywhere. My dad kept getting new jobs, so we had to move wherever that's the only reason we come to Michigan, because he had a job up here lined up.
Yeah.
So we moved up here in 61.
To Rochester Hills?
No, Warren.
Oh, you lived in Warren? Oh.
You know where Centerline is?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Over off 9 Mile, Sherwood Road. We lived over there, 9 Mile Sherwood.
Okay.
So the brewery's at Sherwood Brewery.
Oh.
I know that place. It's a good place.
You might want to check into Betty Ford. Just kidding.
Maybe after last night. Maybe.
Okay. Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. You got mystery minute. You got a minute. That's it.
All I get.
You get 60
and
seconds.
Go.
All right. The first thing I want to talk about for this mystery minute is that there is going to be a cosmic explosion in space that will be visible to the naked eye. And this is a once in a lifetime event. All right. Listen, a rare cosmic eruption is expected to occur in the Milky Way in the coming months. An outburst so bright that a new star will seemingly appear for a short time in the night sky. This event is known as a nova, This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. This won't occur for another 80 years. Stellar eruption will take place in a system called the T Corona Borealis, which is 3,000 light years away from Earth. It contains two stars, a dead star known as a white dwarf, and it's closely orbited by a red giant. And what's happening is the red giant star is losing hydrogen. And once it loses enough hydrogen, parts of it are going to go into the white star, the white dwarf, and that will basically cause the white dwarf to explode. Now, when that happens, we will see the explosion and it will look just like an extra star in the sky. But that's the explosion from this far away of the white dwarf star.
Yeah.
This will only happen. This won't happen again for another 80 years. The last time it occurred was 1946, and it was in that same exact star system.
How do they know when it's going to happen? It's not random. Like,
they can see that the way that the red dwarf is circling the red nova is circling the white dwarf, is they can tell that it's losing hydrogen, and they just know, just once it loses so much hydrogen, eventually our sun is a red giant, and eventually that's what's going to happen to our sun. It's going to just start losing so much hydrogen that it will just blow up. Not probably in our lifetime.
Right. Glad I won't be here for that.
But I thought that was crazy, and that is taking place.
How are we going to see from 3,000 miles away, though? I don't understand that.
It'll just look like a new star in the sky. When we look up at the night sky, it'll just be a new star.
Gotcha.
And it's right between Hercules and Arctura, or Bootes. If you know your constellations, I do not know them ones, but I'm looking at a picture of it. So it's going to happen anytime between now and September. That's the biggest window between now and September. And the star is only going to be so bright for 24 hours.
It's
because it's just a flash, really, when it happens.
It's not going to affect Earth.
No, not at all. Okay. No, but it's the only time in our lifetime you'd be able to see a white dwarf exploding.
Yeah.
So basically the way light years work, you said 3,000 light years away. So it basically already have happened. We're just not seeing it yet, right?
Right. That's what, yeah, they'll be able to, once it does happen, they'll be able to tell us before it'll probably be like, if it happened right now, they'd be like, hey, you're going to see it Wednesday. Blah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it'll be for 24 hours. So you should be able, there will be a night period when we should be able to see it.
So they're basically, they're monitoring it now, but can they use a high powered telescope? Can like the Hubble detect it?
Yeah, like, I think that's actually what they picked. I think that's what they picked it up on.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't happened yet.
Right. Not yet, but it's going to blow up or erupt sometime between now and September. They said it's not going to last longer than September because at the rate that the red giant is losing hydrogen.
Gotcha. Interesting. Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
That was my first part of the Mystery Minute, Jen. Dad, sorry it took so long. Second part of the Mystery Minute is, have you guys ever heard of the Shoebill? It's a Shoebill stork.
No.
All right, I'm going to share my screen with you here real quick.
Okay.
This Shoebill stork, I clicked on it because it blew my mind that...
Ooh, he looks angry.
Okay.
Ooh, he's scary.
That is human. That thing's over five feet tall.
Oh, I have seen one of those. They have one of those at the Fort Worth Zoo. I was just down there in February.
Oh, my God.
This is the human-sized African bird. It's called the Shoebill. It eats baby crocodiles, and it eats its own siblings.
Oh, my gosh.
This thing is... I clicked on it because I'm like, oh, I'd like to see what a human-sized bird looks like. But after I started looking into these things are crazy.
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
It don't fly or nothing. It just walks around.
Fly. They got over a 10 to 12 foot wingspan.
Oh yeah.
On these things.
Yeah,
Can you see this picture?
Crazy.
They're huge.
This picture here, it's eating
a
monkey.
Oh my god,
is it eating a monkey?
Look at, they eat monkeys, they eat crocodiles, they eat They eat reptiles.
That's look at violent.
This. Yeah. Imagine just coming through the forest and this thing's just staring at you.
Oh my god,
he's like standing up like a human.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
He looks like looks like a college mascot.
A lot of people approach him because they say it looks like a person in a costume, but things are actually pretty violent.
You'll die.
When they're born, they will always lay 3 eggs, and only one of them out of those 3 survive. And it's usually
eat the other two.
They kill the other two, and it's usually the oldest one. And the only reason the other eggs are even still allowed to like hatch or come out is because if something happens within a first few days or weeks of the oldest one being born, there's a second one. But eventually, whichever one is dominant, usually the oldest one, generally takes over. Mm. Hang on here. I also looked up the noise they make,
Oh gosh!
It wasn't playing it earlier when I was
the stuff of horrors right here.
Bill clacking, yeah. So they kind of shake the bottom and the top of their beak or their bill backwards and forth at different speeds, and it kind of clacks together. And that's how you get this kind of amazing machine gun type noise. And it's not fully understood about why they do it, but it seems to be used as part of a greeting to other shoebills and part of their mating.
Oh, that's scary.
Look how he's walking into somebody's house. Wow.
Is that the noise they make?
I think that's the clicking he was saying, like when they shake their head and they're
noise. Yeah. Yeah,
they do this bill clacking, so they kind of shake the bottom and the top of their beak or their bill backwards and forth at different speeds, and it kind of clacks together. And that's how you get this kind of amazing machine gun type
attention as well. I just thought that was interesting. As soon as I saw it and started reading about it, I'm like, oh, I got to bring that up on the mystery.
Up on this thing. Holy crap.
You should. There's a good article here that just talks about what they eat, what their diet is. Just look at that thing.
It looks like everything.
Well, even in that video when he was looking straight ahead, even just his eye looked like human eye. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Just
right at you.
Yeah. That. Whoa.
That's the F around and find out look right there.
Yeah. That is too.
That's what that is.
Because I'm about to eat you.
Right. Fact that they call it a shoebill stork, that's like the stork of nightmares right there. You think a stork, the ones that bring the cute little babies, all right? What the hell are they bringing?
I don't know.
No.
That was crazy.
That's what I had for the Mystery Minute. Keep an eye out in the night sky, and at some point we will see the explosion of a white dwarf. And keep your eye out in the night sky.
For the shoebill stork, that's what I thought you were talking about.
12-foot wingspan.
Dang. And I had something.
What do you got there, Dan?
This month we're supposed to have the eclipse, and it's supposed to be like so bad that they're closing schools and they got people, lining up just to see it. Where's it? And they say the best place to see it, I think, is on the East Coast.
By the time we release this, it will have already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're closing schools, though, because little kids will go out there and look at it, and they don't want to be responsible. That's what I think.
We've had a lot of eclipses and a lot of other times. What makes this one so different?
Yeah, that's a science thing, man. Get the kids involved. Yeah. Teach them how to look at it properly. It's like
this one's a big deal because it's a total eclipse.
Yeah, of the heart.
the way I was taught to look at it, you get a piece of paper, another piece of paper, and put a hole through the middle, and then hold it on top there, and then you can see it, how it works. And this it only happens, 30, 40 years?
2017, there was one.
That was a lunar, I think.
What's the difference in a lunar and a regular?
The position of
one's supposed to line up, the sun, the earth, all of it, and the moon is all supposed to line up together.
Yeah, the moon comes between the earth and the sun is the lunar.
Yeah, if you put the earth in between the sun and the moon, it'll cast a shadow onto the other one, onto the moon, like a lunar eclipse.
I got it backwards. That's right.
The moon is actually blocking out the sun, and it's only for 4 minutes.
That's right.
But this one they're saying is a big deal because the one in 2017 only passed over one major city, Nashville. Because the line it took, it basically was over the mountains, desert. It passed over. Not a lot of people were in the line of it. This one, it's like a lot of the country. Yeah, yeah. A lot of the country is right in line of its path.
Yeah.
To see it. Yeah. And that's why this is a big deal.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are flocking to Nashville this week, and I have a friend that went down there just for the eclipse alone. So,
Yeah, my wife had people take off work because they were going to other states where they were going to be right in line with it.
Yeah.
And the whole thing only lasts for 4 minutes.
That's crazy.
I know, but it is fun. My kid was excited. That's like I said on the last episode. We had stopped and got free eclipse glasses at the library because they were giving them out.
Nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up. That's all.
Yeah, and I think it's also intense because of the lunar eclipse that just happened, and then now there's solar eclipse, so... Plus, Mercury
is
in Gatorade.
Oh, yes.
And Josh doesn't like to hear about it.
You blame everything on it. He's probably like, why are we out of creamer? And you're like, well, Mercury's in retrograde. He's like, fucking Mercury.
No, he's like, I don't want to hear about that one more time.
You blame that one more time.
And there's also I'm going to call it like a demon comet or something, but there's some like green comet coming at the same time this month that's like supposed to be. But I'm bringing it up because, yes, there's a lot of events happening, but I feel like it's affecting everybody differently. Meaning like if you have weird aches and pains and if you get a weird headache, if you're feeling exhausted for no reason, if you feel all out of sorts, it really is like weird energy. And... like, super side note, I think we can cut this part out, but Switzerland is doing something underground. It's called, like, CEVA or CENA, one of those, and they're, like, digging down in the ground, and they're, like, exploding something to make a black hole in the Earth. They're doing something, and they're doing it on the day of the eclipse, so it's supposed to, like, So I'll take that out only because I don't know about all that. I don't know the details of it, but we should definitely check into that. Yeah. What's your face, Jeffy?
Fucking Swiss.
They're supposed to be a neutral country. What are they doing messing around?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Worry about putting more tools on your knives.
Yeah, it's I keep making bags, man.
Right? Get back to the chocolate factory. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Stick with what you know.
I know, right? Yeah. But
put two toothpicks on a knife. Quit fucking around in the earth. You ain't dwarves.
And if you're a white one, you're about to explode. So it's okay. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. So that's what I had for the mystery minute. Jen, I'm going to toss it over to you for the crystal corner.
Okay. All right. This week, we're in a month. This month, we have, it's C-O-P-A-L. Do you think it's called Copal?
Copal? Copal?
I don't know, but here's what it looks like. Okay, can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of see-through-y.
It is kind of see-through. It looks kind of like an alien egg.
Yeah. Okay, so I got this when we went to Savannah. It says it's associated with the fulfillment of dreams, goals, and ideals. It helps remove emotional blockages. It's good for yin and yang balance. And it helps memories, calming, and an intellect. So it draws out negative energy and cleanses it to bring in positive energy. It helps with depression and self-balancing. It also offers great protection from negative energy and outside influences. This and amber are wonderful manifestation tools as well. So these together. I thought this was amber because it looks kind of like, you know, when there's like stuff in the amber, like bugs and tree sap and, you know, all that. And it increases clarity, creative expression, and confidence. So I was showing it to Josh, and he thinks it's just resin.
It does look like that.
He's like, oh, you know what? You just paid, you know, whatever, I don't know, $4.99 for some resin. I was like, you shut your mouth! But it is, I mean, it feels like soft, like amber does, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. C-O-P-A-L. So, I couldn't find it in my book, but I took a picture of the sheet that they had there. So.
All right.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Good
deal.
All right.
So, I'm going to hand this over to you, Dad. Tell us what's been up. What have you been watching? What have you been doing?
Well, I've been trying to get a handle on the yard you know, trying to get all the winter stuff cleaned up.
Yeah.
And I just, today I got the lawnmowers ready, you know, the air cleaner, the spark plug, get the blade sharpened. Weed eater, got that up already, and went and bought some fertilizer, trying to get that handle on that, because you can buy it spring, summer, and fall, and winter. You put different bags down for different times.
Yeah. Ronnie's lawn looks like golf course grass.
It's nice to play volleyball on.
Wow.
You got a problem, you call up here and ask me how to do it, huh?
Yeah. But every time I get an issue with the lawn, I do call him and say, Dad, what do I do about this?
No, I don't know how I did it, but there's a line, straight line from me and my neighbors. I mean, it's a straight line. It ain't no jagged one. It's, I can tell. And mine's all green and his is all brown.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not even get a little bit of fertilizer over there? A little bit of water. How does your sprinkler just hit your line? Just
I know. I don't know how to do that. I never seen a sprinkler go on a square.
Yep. his yard's like, reject it. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting some black mulch. Went and got that. We always try to renew that because it loses the color for some reason.
It's got a 12-month guarantee. So that's it. It's only good for the year.
So after 12 months, you can take it back.
You got to piss off after that.
We are going to see Kong Godzilla today.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for that.
I know.
Speaking of amazing events in April.
Yeah, slow me down, Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, it's working on my truck, you know. Oh, I got it. Here, can you see this?
Oh, what do we got?
ZZ Top
shirt?
Yeah, I went and got the license plate.
And
I got a t-shirt. And you know the key ring that he one of the guys throws to this little mechanic?
On the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that on my keychain and my car. My car and my truck.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
He changed out. He had the license plate on his truck for the Who.
Yeah.
Now he went and got a ZZ Top.
Oh. Yeah. Now people are going to want your truck even more.
I got Pink Floyd on my car.
Nice.
You know what would be nice? Have their car painted on my tailgate.
What did they have? Like a 26?
Yeah, it's 28. Was that a Plymouth or a Ford or something?
I want to say it's I think it's a Ford, but I think it's a 28.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
It's red.
Yeah.
Yellow ZZ down the side.
Pretty sharp car.
Yeah.
I'm sure people up here at Culver's have probably got one somewhere. You know, when they do that, the car show.
Yeah.
Or out on Woodward. When they do their dream cruise.
Oh, gonna miss that this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. Kerr, are you coming back up for the reunion?
Probably not. No. I don't even know when it is. When is it?
I think it's April or August 3rd or 4th. That's Saturday. Oh.
It's going to take you a while to get situated down there.
I mean, it'll take me a little bit, but usually with the post office, when you're working with them, it you don't have too many days off, you know?
Yeah.
Are you with Amazon or just a regular post office? You don't deliver mail. You just sort mail?
No. I'm a mail carrier. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got your own little truck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not great.
Yeah, I thought you ain't out walking, are you?
No, those are city carriers.
Yeah, they walk in all kinds of weather.
Oh, we still have to get out of the truck. We got to deliver a big parcel to your door, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I'm in one of the trucks. Actually, it's probably safer to walk than it is to drive one of those vehicles because they're like death traps.
Yeah.
Not even.
Then you got dogs chasing you.
Oh, that's not a joke either.
Yeah.
No.
And you get stuck in the snow, right?
God, yeah. Look, it's stuck on a single snowflake.
Yeah.
It's seriously bad.
Yeah
they need all-terrain tires on them things. Yeah, but in Texas, you might be better off, but up here,
so looking forward
in Texas, you can probably run with just regular tires there.
Oh, yeah. They don't do that here. And they're not all-wheel drive here either.
You would think they would be.
That's
you
crazy.
Would think, but you got to remember, this is the government I work for.
Mm. Hey, almost seemed like they'd put the body on top of a Jeep frame.
Yeah.
No, it's actually an S10 frame.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh. Yep. And that's why it's so low to the ground.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know, it's, they've been, we've had them in service since the 90s, since we were in high school, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how long they've been in service. We're supposed to be getting new vehicles. We're supposed to be rolling out new vehicles. And those are even dumber looking than the ones we have now. if you get a chance, look up what the new postal vehicles look like. They are, it's like, do you not talk to the people who actually drive these things?
Yeah.
Talk to us. Don't just send this to Eddie Joe Schmo and have them, you know, design it. Talk to us.
Right.
We'll tell you what needs to be done.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Remember how the school buses used to have the hood out front? Now they're right straight flat. I mean, the driver's right there.
The engine's
there.
In the back.
Yeah, and ain't that something?
Yeah, they call them pushers because the engine pushes them from the back.
I mean, that'd be kind of scary. You're right there straight up and down, and you just, you know, and before you had like a hood sticking out in front of you. Now you're right there looking right down at the road.
That's not what you want around kids, pushers, bunch of pushers in the first. Especially after you sign up for the D.A.R.E. program, right?
Oh, I was never in that.
Oh, yeah. No.
I was never in that.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. Yeah. S-A-D-D sad or just sad? Or mad.
You want to take us home?
Oh, does anybody have anything else they want to add?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dad, you got anything else you need to add?
Well, we're just glad to have her. Maybe you can have her back on.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be glad to have her back on.
Yeah.
Nice. Kara, thanks for joining us. Dad, glad you can make it.
Yeah.
On behalf of Jen and myself, I'd like to say thanks for listening to the Roundtable and stay tuned for May.
May, we will be back.
Maybe.
It's gonna be May.
All right. Thanks for having us, Dad.
Okay, Dad.
All right.
See you. Bye.
See you. Over and out.